Have any of you heard about the story of Gypsy Rose Blanchard? Many of you might have with the recent release of the captivating TV show, The Act. Gypsy Rose grew up with mother Dee Dee Blanchard making claims about her health that resulted in a series of dire diagnoses and medical interventions. She wasn't actually ill, her mother was lying about her illnesses. Experts believe this stemmed from the mental disorder Munchausen syndrome by proxy. This disorder is when someone wants to be a caretaker and induces illnesses on someone so they can do just that. From a young age, Gypsy and others believed she had many debilitating illnesses such as leukemia, muscular dystrophy, mental retardation, and several others. She eventually ended up in a wheelchair, was fed through a feeding tube, and her mother shaved her head. Gypsy also, quote-unquote, suffered from seizures, asthma, and visual impairments. She underwent several surgeries such as the removal of her salivary glands and teeth. When doctors started to contradict Gypsy's illnesses, Dee Dee would stop seeing them. The sad but fortunate truth was that Gypsy could actually walk and was fairly healthy, but no one knew this because Dee Dee seemed like a normal, charming, devoted mother who loved her child deeply. She medicated Gypsy to give her symptoms of her fake illnesses so people would believe her. They eventually moved away from family when people started getting suspicious. They used Hurricane Katrina as an excuse to get a new home in Missouri built by Habitat for Humanity. Dee Dee loved the attention and sympathy from others. It brought in money and gifts. There were often times that people got close to finding out that Gypsy was a victim of her mother's mental disorder, but Dee Dee always convinced them that nothing was wrong. As Gypsy grew older, it was harder for Dee Dee to control her. She lied about her age to make her seem younger. Gypsy had tried to run away with a man from a science fiction convention, but she was caught by her mother, and she told the man that she was a minor, even though she was 19 at the time. Once they returned home, her computer was smashed, and she was restrained to her bed for a long period of time. Gypsy eventually got back online and joined a Christian dating site where she met Nicholas Godejohn. The two got along quickly, and she eventually told him about everything her mother did to her. They started dating online, and Gypsy asked him to kill her mother so that they could be together. In June of 2015, he decided to come from Wisconsin to Missouri and stab Dee Dee to death as Gypsy hid in the bathroom. They then returned to Nick's family's home, where they were found by the police and interrogated. The fact that Gypsy had spent her entire life being controlled and monitored by her mother, she wasn't allowed to go to school. Though Gypsy was of normal intelligence, Dee Dee told everyone her daughter had a mental age of 7. When they were out in public, Dee Dee constantly held Gypsy's hand, squeezing it, when she wanted her daughter to be quiet. Gypsy felt like she couldn't trust anyone. As Gypsy's medical records documented the abuse she'd been subjected to, her lawyer was able to arrange a plea deal for the charges she faced in Dee Dee's death. In 2016, Gypsy pled guilty to second-degree murder. She was sentenced to 10 years in prison, though she'll be eligible for parole beginning in 2024. Godejohn was found guilty of first-degree murder in 2018 and was sentenced to life in prison. Today, Gypsy is healthy. She's also said she enjoys more freedom in prison than in life she shared with Dee Dee. However, when asked by Dr. Phil if she was glad her mother was dead, she stated, "I'm glad that I'm out of prison, but I'm not happy she's dead." Gypsy is halfway through her 10-year sentence as of 2019.